With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Right now, we are live in Disneyland, set up here for the holiday celebration right in front of It's a Small World.
It is amazing here. It's amazing at any time of year, mm-hmm. but let's be honest, it's extra special at this time of the year. And we have Allie here. She is one of the cast members here at the Disneyland Resort. Hello.
Hello. Welcome.
You look like a celebrity, Allie. You really could be. I mean, she just walks up and I'm like, who is this beautiful woman?
Yeah, well, I didn't have any celebrity one sheets in front of us. Who's coming on the show today?
Seriously. Are you sure you're not a princess trying to dress down a little bit here?
No, I wish. Thank you. You're too kind.
So we're talking, everyone has a specialty here at Disneyland. What is your focus here at the resort?
Well, I work in the hotels. I know you're staying at Disney's Grand Californian Hotel and Spa, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Fun fact, did you know that's actually considered to be a part of Disney California Adventure? So you're actually staying in the park when you stay at that hotel.
That's considered part of the park?
It's considered part of the park. And isn't it nice to just roll out of bed and roll into the
park?
Oh,
it's great.
I've got to tell you, if you stay in a Disneyland hotel, you get early entry. It's called the Magic
Hour. Extra Magic Hour.
And so you get to get in before anyone else. So we have been waking up at 6 o'clock, getting dressed, and then at 7, boom, the doors open, and we're running in, getting on all the rides before anyone else. That is totally a benefit of staying at a Disneyland hotel.
It's definitely the way to go. And especially during our holiday season when you have so much that you need to pack into your day, it's a multi-day destination for sure. And definitely taking advantage of the Disney Max Pass, which allows you to book your digital fast passes in advance so you can get on those special attractions and not have to wait in the normal queue.
The Max Pass, I think, is the greatest invention.
You've been talking about this all morning long.
I can't stop talking about it because we've been using it all weekend. We've been here since Friday. We book our fast passes in line for a ride. So then we just go to the next one, walk right on, book the next one, walk right on. It's amazing. And I love that we can order food wherever we want and not
yes.
have to wait in line.
Mobile order. And there's so many delicious food options, especially for the holiday season. Now, over at Disney California Adventure, we have Disney Festival of Holidays. And my favorite food item from one of the food marketplaces is a turkey with stuffing tamale with cranberry relish.
She had it not even an hour ago.
They brought it here. It was insane. I told JC, that's how Thanksgiving should be served. Instead of the regular turkey, let's have it all in tamale form. It was awesome.
Now, Allie, we're in broadcasting live in Las Vegas. We give away the tickets all week long. So many of our listeners come out here and enjoy Disneyland. Maybe if they're coming out for the first time during the holidays, what's some of the holiday magic they should, they're out here for 2 days, some of the holiday magic they should experience?
Well, definitely stopping and taking a picture in front of the giant Christmas tree in Town Square. It's 60 feet tall, and this year it has brand new decorations on there. You also have to come back down here to It's a Small World Holiday. You can't miss that attraction. It's a must.
Especially at night with the lights.
Yes.
Oh, it's so cool.
And I love that you mentioned that because this is actually my favorite spot to watch the fireworks from. You can see it in front of It's a Small World Holiday, and there are projections on the facade of the building. So it just adds another dimension to the fireworks show.
I didn't know that.
And at the end, it snows.
Here in front of A Small World, it snows?
Yes.
Oh, Mercedes, you're flying back later on tonight.
I know. Does it snow in California Adventure too? Because I felt like I was walking through and then all of a sudden it was snowing at one
yes.
point. I was like, wait, what is that?
New magical moments this year.
Okay. There's surprises around every corner here.
Are there really people that come to Disneyland every single day of the year?
I don't know, but I wish I were one of them. Seriously.
And okay, let's keep between us, okay, and everyone back in Las Vegas. Okay. The executives here at Disney, they cover your ears. What's like the slowest, is there like a slower day to come? Like if you have off all week, come on a Monday, what's like the best time to come to Disneyland?
That's a great question. I would say probably during the work week, but my number one tip would be to plan out your visit no matter when you're coming. Visit our website, Disneyland.com, and you can plan your trip in advance, book your dining reservations in advance of even being here in the park, book your Disney Max Pass so you can book your digital fast passes, and just plan. That way when you're here, you're not figuring things out. You know exactly where you need to go.
You have a game plan for
yes.
sure.
For everything you do in life. That's good advice, Allie.
My husband told me Super Bowl Sunday was the slowest day of the year here. I told him I don't believe him. I think all the people who aren't interested in football.
The games come down here. I know.
That's what I would. I'd rather be here than watch the football game.
That's awesome. Allie, thank you so much for joining
thank
us.
Thank you, Allie.
Thanks for having me. Happy holidays.
Same to you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.